Good morning. It's 8:35 a.m. June 1st, 2018, a Friday morning, and it's a hot one. I got the car over to the garage, and they gave me a ride home, and then I figured I better get the walk out of the way, because it's only going to get hotter. I've got a lot to do today. I've got a blog post that's due for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers that was due by today. So I have a placeholder. I know what I'm going to write about. I just have to get to it and write it. And then I have four new titles for the contest that have to be marked for intake. And it won't be long. I'll start getting books back that need to be judged and critiqued. I've been contemplating, so I got my therapist has sort of been hinting at, but I saw spelled out last night. I was barely awake, so perhaps my mental state gave it a little extra impetus, a little extra punch. I wrote down in my bullet journal last night, it was something like, when you're only focused on the end, opportunities become obligations. And maybe I was just in the right place to hear it. Being focused on the end, being focused on the goal, I think there's something there. I think that's why the meditation question that I had a few weeks ago, how does it make you feel? How did it make you feel when you did it for fun? And there's a lot of, how does it make you feel? When I'm doing it, it makes me feel great. When I'm not doing it, it makes me feel crappy. And yet I choose, for some reason, I choose crappy over good. And I think this new piece sort of underscores that by having me focused on the end. Okay, I gotta get this book done. No, not really. What I really need to do is find out what the story is. Even though I've got it outlined and I know the bare bones, I don't know how Zoe and Natalia are going to deal with it. It doesn't help that I'm still tired. I thought it was morning at 2:00. I woke up. I was halfway out of bed before I realized it was only 2 a.m. Luckily, I was able to roll over and go back to sleep, but It's up till 5:30. I was in bed by 10, so that's not terrible. And now I'm yawning. Great. Great. Opportunities become obligations. So this morning we also have a bunch of stuff. We got a guy coming to drag away the junk, which means we've got to get all the old dead chairs up out of the basement, get them outside. Probably means I need to move the van, get that out of the way. Wow, a very busy intersection this morning. Like somebody bouncing a basketball. I'm finding myself wishing I had a bottle of water. I'm walking mostly in the shade. That's going to change here as soon as I make the turn around this corner, but yeah, this last half mile is going to be a pretty long one, I'm afraid. What am I doing on time? Oh, fine. 8:45. I just need to get back before 9 o'clock. And I'm only about 8 or 10 minutes. Beautiful. It's a beautiful morning. I don't mean to denigrate it, but it is a beautiful, beautiful morning, even though it's really hot. The sun is really hot. be real clear about that. Okay, get ready. Say it with me. Monk pose. Sorry, I got things out of order there. A lemonade stand, I'll be darned. The idea of lemonade right now is at once delightful and terrifying. I really don't need the sugar. And a donut, no less. They're adorable. They're adorable. Three or four little girls. One's got a big sign. She's standing out in the street waving it. Through this. Opportunities become obligations. I keep coming back to this. I keep coming back to it because I really... There's a certain sense that, oh, I have to finish this book. It's not, oh, I have to finish this book. It's sort of like, I have to finish this book. Why? And I really do. I want to get it done. I mean, this is something that I, the opportunity of a finished book, of another book in the series, another book out in the world. The opportunity there is amazing. The opportunity to learn more about the Tai and Zoe, how they interact, how they relate, and how they're going to deal with the family business. Because Zoya has a problem. And her grandparents want to retire. Guy walking his dogs across the street. Oh, blessed shade. Should be the last piece of shade before I make the turn and get in the shade of the big trees in front of my house. Okay, we can do this. Yeah, I was so surprised. I wasn't really surprised how little I was talking yesterday. It was pretty astonishing when I got the waveform up and saw, yep, you didn't say much. But it's June. June, June, June. so much to do. And so much that I want to do. One thing, I need to get back into serious journaling so I know what I'm doing. Spending all day playing Ark Survival is... when I say that, it's not accurate, because then don't spend all day playing Ark Survival. Oh man. They just dumped a huge load of of mulch in this lady's driveway. That's a lot of mulch, holy shit. Wonder what she's gonna mulch with that. Half the neighborhood. June 1st. A little bit of a breeze. It's very welcome. Doesn't seem to rattle any trees around. There's not leaves moving. Here I am. I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.